This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Daisy and Friends, What Happened to Yesterday, a COVID-19 story. The author is Barbara Meredith. The story tackles the COVID-19 pandemic and how everyone's life changed in just 1 year. Barbara Meredith retired from Kids Express Learning Center and daycare in 2013. She was co-owner, director, and head teacher for 14 years. The animals in the book Daisy and Friends are her pets. The inspiration for the books came from over 20 years as a preschool teacher observing children's behaviors. Happy to have Barbara Meredith back on this program. Barbara, welcome.
Thank you for having me back again.
So, what inspired you to write this book in the series?
Well, the COVID-19 pandemic inspired me to write the book. I couldn't visit my own grandchildren during the pandemic. And she would ask me why we couldn't visit. And then I thought, well, many families must be going through this. So I thought that I would write a book explaining to everyone how to understand how things changed within 2 days.
What perspectives or beliefs, Barbara, have you challenged with this work?
Daisy and Friends, What Happened to Yesterday? Writing of this book just flowed with not much effort on my part. Other books, for example, Daisy and Friends, Rocky's New Friends, I had spent many hours researching the topic of bullying. If the child who is bullying isn't taught to change their behaviors, then he becomes part of a person's persona and will follow them through life, even as an adult at the workplace.
What's the best thing about being an author, do you think?
Knowing that I will be inspiring a child through all my Daisy and Friends books. My books cover many kinds of life change events that may impact several families. Daisy and Friends books talk about basic life skills being bullied by child's peers and the COVID-19. And I have two Daisy and Friend books that are written for fun. Both are toddler books. One is about the changing of the seasons, and the other is a transportation book.
You mentioned this, you touched on this earlier. Do you feel that writing is an ingrained process or just something that flows naturally?
Depends upon the theme of the story. I've published 5 children's books, each with different topics of life skills. The taller books were fun to write, and the words just flow without any effort. And the other 3 Daisy and Friend books talk about serious issues that I had to do many hours of research to properly write these books.
What do you think is the take-home lesson that you wish your readers will learn after reading this book in the series?
Well, that reading and learning is fun. And just not something that your parents or your teachers tell you to do. That no matter what each child is handling in their personal lives, they're not alone. Other children are having the same difficult situations, and there is always a solution to ease the pain of the that the child is going through. Communication is greatly needed throughout a child's life, and always make your child comfortable so they can discuss any topic that's an issue for the child at the time.
What books are currently in on your nightstand, on your to be read pile?
I enjoy romance mysteries. Currently reading books from the Cozy Mystery Books series written by author Diane Harmon.
What do you hear from the parents of the children who read your books? What's the feedback you get?
That they that they feel that the books have helped the child go through their different experiences, and according to the theme of the book.
I'm sure you're hard at work on a sequel. Can you share give us a sneak peek about it?
My next book that I'm planning on publishing, the theme is about Alzheimer's. This topic affects many families who loved ones are growing older in their life and may develop the disease. Daisy and Friends, Why Grandpa Forgets is written at a child's skill level. Simply explains the many stages of Alzheimer's. The story begins with the early signs of Alzheimer's when a person starts forgetting little things. As the signs of the disease develops further, the grandparent needs help with their personal needs and moves in with the child's family. And then the family gradually has to make that challenging decision that the grandparent needs to go to a assisted living facility. And it kind of just brings the child and the family through each stage and explains why the stages are necessary.
And that's due out later this year?
I'm hoping so.
So that's one of your writing goals, publishing goals for the year. Any others? We have 9 months left in the year.
Well, I have one that's written on jealousy, and it's called Daisy and Friends, Smokey's New Necklace, meaning the collar. And Smokey goes out with the family without the other dogs and Daisy the cat, and they come back with a new collar for her. Rocky becomes very jealous because Rocky didn't get this necklace or collar. And I go through the stages of jealousy, you know, the envy, the feeling bad, and then the happiness, teaching the happiness of someone else getting something that you don't have.
And Barbara's books, by the way, are available at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com as well. The one out now is Daisy and Friends, What Happened Yesterday, a COVID-19 story. The author is Barbara Meredith. Barbara, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on again. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. And this is Speaking of Writers.